That's probably a familiar verse to a lot of us. So before we start with the content of it, I just wanted to say something that's kind of funny. I think it's funny. Travis thinks it's funny, but y'all may not think it's funny. But I have trouble hearing out of my left ear. But Travis would probably say out of both ears. And often I find myself looking at him saying, you know, say that again or speak up your mumbling. And we've had moments like that when they actually have turned into either some kind of a disagreement or he looks at me and he says, what are you talking about? And I say, well, I thought you said this. And he's like, no, I didn't say that. And we'll go on. And we've had really some funny times because I couldn't hear. But if I look at his face, I can hear his words. So I thought about this. Do we think maybe the Lord feels the same way when we pray? Can he hear us talking? Are we looking at Jesus' face when we pray? Or are we too busy asking for things? Things that are maybe not in his will for our lives. Or only asking for the things that are selfish, that only benefit us. So let's break down the verse. Asking, seeking, and knocking. Some people may treat God like a slot machine. You pull the handle down enough times, cha-ching, ching, ching, something's going to come out of the bottom of it. Some of us may treat him like we've got a grocery list. The kind of thought pattern of gimme, 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 gimme. By asking him, we're nurturing our relationship with our Heavenly Father. We are expressing our needs, not our greed. And as God's children, we can come to him and ask him what we need. As my daddy likes to say this all the time, don't get your wants and your needs mixed up. Well, the Lord knows what we need. He knows what we desire, and he knows what's a fit for us. What does seeking mean in our prayer life? It is asking plus acting. It is to search for, to desire for, to reach out for. When you seek something, you are rearranging your priorities so that you can seek what you have a desire for. Do we prioritize prayer? Do we pray often enough? Do we have a lifestyle of prayer? So in circle today, ladies, we talked about prayer. And we talked about that it is the most important part of what we do. It's our lifeline to being a Christian. We can come to church. We can sign up for seminars. We can do VBS. We can do all these things. But if we don't have a daily talk with our Heavenly Father, yeah, we're probably still saved. But he desires to talk to us every day. He wants us to come to him as his children, just as little children go to their parents. I know how tickled I am when my little Jace grandson comes and just looks at me, and he's not big enough to ask me for anything, but he's like, Ganny, come play. And he's like, he runs, traces Travis around the house. Travis has to get up and stop doing what he's doing to go play. Well, the Lord is no different. He is no different. We should seek with earnestness, concentration, and perseverance. We really should come with a proper spirit when we ask. That means we should be humble and sincere. We should ask for the things that the Lord has promised to give us, those things that would be best for us, and most importantly, the things that give him honor, not us. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Let's move on to knocking. What does the word knocking mean? To rap on a door for entrance. The English word comes from the German word meaning to press. If someone needs something from somebody that's behind a door, what's the most natural thing that you're going to do? Or are you going to walk away after you've done that one time? Are you going to keep? If you really want what's behind the door, you're going to stand there and see if they come to the door. Well, Jesus calls for us to be persistent in our prayer life. He wants us to stick it out. It really shows our continued dependence on him when we ask, instead of thinking we can do it all on our own. Persistence may mean we need to adjust our prayers. And I thought that this statement was pretty, I liked it. Nothing lies outside the reach of prayer except that which lies outside the will of God. So when I was trying to figure out what, you know, I should talk about today, I found the scripture, Matthew 7. And so I started reading it, and the ladies in circle know that when we study the lesson, sometimes I stay on the lesson and sometimes I get off, and it means that I Googled on the computer or I decided I needed to read something else, so I just keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper. So I kept coming to a hard place when I was writing my notes. And it has to do with the persistence of knocking. So I know that there have been times in my life where I have prayed for something and my prayer went unanswered. And Pat and I have shared some of this with each other. And it was hard for me. I kind of hit a wall there because I've had things in my life where I thought that the Lord should have answered my prayer. And at the time, I did not understand why he did not answer my prayer. So I can't say why some prayers are answered and some are not. But for me, I don't understand God's ways. And I have had to go back to Isaiah 55 many times in my life when Jesus said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I have accepted that God's ways are not my ways. And I trust them that he knows what's best for me. And because he has saved me and given me a new heart, I know that he knows what is best for me. And I've said this, I think, when Travis and I came back from our walk to Emmaus, I think when we gave our testimonies, I was talking about the way that I feel is that it's a school bus, and Jesus is the driver, and I'm sitting in the middle of the, you know, in the middle. If I don't, every single day, and all of y'all know that I work with my dad at our construction company, and that's a hard place to work. I love it, but I work with 130 men, and we have challenges every single day. I work with a lot of people that do not know the Lord, but I work with some that do. I could let my day dictate me by the time I drive up 20 and pull in that shop, and I'm thinking, I'm driving the bus today. I'm going to drive the bus, and I'm going to fix all these problems. My day is a horrible day when I have that. If I don't leave the house after Travis and I have had prayer, my day just is, it's all over the place. And it has had to be a conscious effort on my part to let the Lord drive the bus. He knows what's best. So I could get detoured being concerned about unanswered prayer, but I know that He reigns in my heart. And when He saved me, He saved all of me. And I love Him enough that I trust Him with everything. And when I did that, my life just became more peaceful. So if we ask, we seek, and we knock, then we're going to have giving in our lives, we're going to have finding in our lives, and we're going to have opening in our lives. In Women's Circle today, we were talking about our youth, and we talked about the youth that the Lord has sent us. And Pat said, "The Lord's opened the door. We got to walk through it." I said, "Yeah. We've asked, we've seeked, and we knocked. And the Lord has answered our prayers. Now we have to walk through the door." Being saved is not just a state of being. It's not a noun. It's an action. It's a verb. It is an action verb. And it means we have to move, act, not just be saved. And I really feel like that's what our church is doing right now with the youth, is that we're working out our salvation, as our lesson said this morning in Circle. Our prayer life is essential to our life here on earth. And if we are not praying, we're not living by faith in God. It shows that we don't trust Him. We're trusting in ourselves the same way the world is. They're trusting in themselves. But when we pray, we can come in the confidence, and it's not in our confidence, but it's in Jesus. He's our Savior. He wants us to come and ask. A few weeks ago, we studied in youth the Ten Commandments, and I think we all agreed that we can't follow the Ten Commandments in our own strength, our natural strength. We need supernatural strength. The strength that is only comes through the power of prayer. And I know this may sound hokey, but we serve a supernatural God. He's a God of miracles. He's a God of healing. He's a God of forgiveness. He's a God that provides a way when there's no other way. He can provide the way. And all He asks us to do is to humble our heart and come into His presence and walk with Him every day. That's all He asks us to do. He does all the rest. He does all the heavy lifting. We don't have to do. We just have to be obedient. It sounds simple, but the devil makes it hard. Makes it really hard. But I know that through prayer, my life has been changed. And I think back as a little girl, going to church and sitting with my granny. And I listened to her pray. She was a prayer warrior. She was at church when the doors opened. Her little Maverick was always parked in front of the church. If they had a service and Granny Val wasn't there, something was wrong. But when she came before the Lord, she came with a humble spirit in front of her Heavenly Father. And there was power in her prayers. Her prayers were heard. Her prayers were answered. I'm living proof of her covering us in prayer. When I went through the walk of Emmaus, they really stressed praying parents. And I had praying parents. I love the Lord with all my heart. I'm honored that Pastor would ask me to speak. I consider you my family. So I'm not nervous at all. I'm excited. I'm not nervous at all. And it's just so amazing to look at what the Lord is doing through me and through Travis and through us together. He continues to do things for us that I see and I'm like, you know what? That is not a coincidence. That is not a coincidence. That's the hand of the Lord. He's paving a way. And we don't ever know. Sandra, we talked about this morning in a circle. We don't ever know how we're going to affect somebody's life and what that means for them. Who knows? Zion may become the next, you know, David Wilkerson. Or, I mean, we don't know. But I know that when we are obedient and when we have a prayer life that's a real prayer life, I'm not talking about sitting and, dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the trees and the flowers. And I don't have any gas in my car today. But I don't know if I'm going to go to work. Will you do this for me? And will you give me this? And will you do this? And will you do this? Well, the Lord is saying, don't get your needs and your wants mixed up. And he knows what's best. We really should have we should be praying in spirit all day long, really. And when we do that, the Lord is going to recognize that. And he will confirm things for us. And he will do things that we know that only God can do. It was not man. It was not a coincidence. And I challenge the church to continue to pray for our youth, that seeds will be planted. We might not see what is going to be the final outcome of their life with Christ. But that is not important. What's important is that we have yielded to the Lord and we've done what he asked us to do. That's what's important. Travis and Tanisa are going to sing a song that, by the way, Tanisa comes to the house once a week, and her and Travis practice, and it's like a mini concert in my house. It's so neat just to listen to them, and the Lord comes in that room and touches them. And I know that Tanisa loves the Lord. And Tanisa is going next week on her walk to Emmaus. Travis and I are dropping her off on Thursday, and we pick her up on Sunday. And I've been praying that the Lord will make himself real to her like he did to me. And he will take that heart and make it his heart. Heal your hurts, things maybe you've been carrying around with you. Things you're afraid of, give you a confidence and a boldness in him. She has a compassion for the youth, and the Lord's really using her. And how blessed are we that she's chosen to come be obedient at Bethel. Y'all would just listen to the words of the song, and then when we finish, the altar's open today if anybody wants to come up to pray, or if you guys want to pray together, or I'm here for that.